Standardized test scores in Washington, D.C. public schools are under scrutiny. That's after a USA Today investigation found evidence of cheating. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports on how that news could tarnish the reputation of former Chancellor Michelle Rhee.
USA Today reviewed test scores from 2008 to 2010 and found an unusual rate of erasures on answer sheets at 103 schools. In other words, someone had replaced the wrong answers with the right answers. In one seventh grade classroom, for example, there were nearly 13 erasures per student on a 2009 reading test. The citywide average that year was no more than one erasure per student. Washington, D.C. Council Chairman Kwame Brown says he wants hearings and subpoenas, if necessary, to find out what really happened.
We should be scrutinizing all test scores if there's anything that has to do with people cheating. And if there's one bad apple in a tree, we need to take the bad apple down.
Brown won't speculate who that bad apple might be because there's no conclusive evidence that someone cheated. But if there are hearings, one person who could be targeted is former school's chancellor Michelle Rhee. During her three-year tenure, Rhee was credited with a rapid rise in reading and math scores, especially in secondary schools. She became a national hero among reformers. Now that those test scores are suspect, so is Rhee's credibility. In her first public comments on the matter, Rhee appeared on PBS's Tavis Smiley Show and fired back.
When the academic achievement rates of a district like D.C. go up, people assume that it can't be that because the kids are actually, you know, attaining higher gains in student achievement, but that it's because of something like cheating, which in this case was absolutely not the case.
Are you suggesting then that this story is much ado about nothing, that this is lacking in integrity, this story, in USA Today?
Absolutely.
Michelle's initial response was unfortunate.
Rick Hess of the American Enterprise Institute is a fan of Rhee's.
The notion that it's an attack on D.C.'s children to raise questions about test validity is, I think, an unfortunate declaration. I understand where she's coming from. I think Michelle has been subject to any number of cheap shot attacks in the last 4 or 5 years.
But Hess says the USA Today investigation does point to serious problems with the security and reliability of tests in D.C.'s public schools, problems that Rhee's critics are too eager to believe and Rhee has been too quick to dismiss.
There's been a tendency to romanticize the gains that have been made in D.C. and to oversell them.
So it'll be interesting to see if anybody can prove if those gains were bogus, says Hess. D.C.'s acting schools chancellor and Rhee's protege, Kaya Henderson, declined to comment for this story, but she has since released the results of the school district's own investigation by a private consulting firm, Cavion Test Security. Cavion found no evidence that teachers or staff had tampered with the answer sheets, but it did find clear proof of erasures. D.C.'s not alone. In Georgia, the state has launched a criminal probe of possible cheating by teachers who allegedly altered test answers. Some experts say schools are increasingly relying on tests not just to gauge students' performance, but to decide whether a teacher should get paid more or keep her job. Jack Jennings of the Center for Education Policy says tests weren't designed for this.
And yet the reputation of schools, the reputation of teachers, hangs on how well students do on these tests. So we're just creating a high-pressure situation where there, unfortunately, is going to be some bad conduct because of human nature.
As for Rhee, she told NPR affiliate WAMU that she, too, now wants an independent investigation.
It's better to kind of lift the cloud and make sure that the gains were real. And if there were problems in isolated instances, then those problems should be dealt with directly.
A full investigation by Washington, D.C.'s Inspector General is now pending. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.